Hello, I am Sarah.
And I'm Pam, and together we are
Dos Chicas in Design. We are friends, fun girls, and fellow designers.
We have conversations about design and how it affects our everyday life.
And we want to let you peek into our world.
So let's get to it.
We're partying today, right?
Yeah, we're sort of celebrating. And I'm not wearing anything.
So we are recording this on September 16th, and September 15th is Costa Rica's Independence Day.
That is correct. Yesterday was our 200th year of independence.
Bicentennial.
It was a lot of fun. So yay. Yay, Costa Rica. That was really awesome.
And so we thought, well, we are two ticas, right? So we gotta talk about independence on our podcast on the same week that we're celebrating Costa Rica's independence.
That's right. Tutica, born and raised. And I gotta say, we have been privileged with, you know, being born in an independent country. So I think it's a good topic to discuss this week.
Yes, so we're not going to be talking about like the Independence Day per se. We're not going to be talking really about like history or anything like that. We just wanted to talk about like what independence means for us. And since we are two ticas in design, we want to talk about different aspects that the design has brought independence to us, different aspects in which our business has brought independence to us. So just like independence in general and what it's like in our lives.
Okay.
So Pam, when you think of like independence in your life, what's the first thing you think of?
Oh, well, that is a deep question. Thank you. What is the first thing I think of? Just freedom. I guess, well, yeah, freedom, but mostly I guess the first thing that comes to mind that I don't want to admit is like that independence from related to work, you know, not being, not feeling like restricted or limited or even, I don't know what the opposite of free is, but, you know, when it comes to work. It might be because I'm thinking about it because we're, you know, recording the podcast right now, but it is the first thing that comes to mind. Because in the last few years, I have come to appreciate and understand, you know, what it means to be independent or to be an entrepreneur. And, you know, I discovered this is the way I want to live. What about you?
Well, this is just a comment to what you said first. I think it makes sense whether we will be recording the podcast or not. Because I just think like when you think of like, oh yeah, someone's becoming independent, that pretty much means like when like, for example, like a teenager gets a job and is able to like make money for themselves and choose what to do with it. Like that's when we start calling someone independent. And so it makes sense. Like I feel like for people, our own sense of independence is usually tied to work. And I'm fairly similar. The first thing that I think of is a goal that we set ourselves. And you've seen my vision board that I did at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like same thing, like it's related to freedom. And more specifically, I like in my head, it means financial independence, location independence. Like
mm-hmm.
I can do whatever I want, whatever I want, because of it. Like that's my ultimate goal. And like, that's what I feel like, that's like the full level of independence I want to get to. And that I've been working on. So that's what I think about first.
Yeah, that makes me think about when I was in high school, I have a very dear friend. Well, I have a couple of like really different from high school, but my friend Gabby, she's the one that got married in Mexico that I went to see this year. Yeah. My friend Gabby and I would would kind of just daydream about our future and just things we wanted to do, like big things. I was going to be an astronaut and go to like a fancy school out of the country. She was going to go to Spain. She wanted to be a doctor? I don't even remember. But we would sit down and like talk about like the little details. You know, when you visualize something that you kind of imagine what it's going to be like. And we would just have these dreams about graduating from high school and how we were going to be like adults and free to do whatever we wanted and, you know, accomplish all our huge dreams and everything. We would even imagine what we would be wearing, like what kind of clothes we would be wearing. It was a lot of fun. And I remember that when I was out of high school, a lot of things happened in my life that I had to get a job right away. And in Costa Rica, sometimes it can be a little hard, depending on where you go to school. And I was at a public university. So becoming an adult like that was not what I was expecting. You know, having an employer, I had to work full time because it's hard to find like a part-time job, or it used to be like harder. So like that freedom, I mean, I had, you know, I was working. There were things I could do with my money, but I also had like responsibilities. And then the schedules were very limited. So it wasn't the freedom that I was dreaming about. And after a few years, I went through different, like, not types of jobs, but employers. I was working at, like, call centers and stuff like that. And I was very miserable. You know, no matter how much, not that I was making millions, but, you know, even if I had, like, money for myself and everything, like, I wasn't really that happy. And then I started working as a teacher, which was not miserable. It's like a very rewarding job. But still, like, I remember I was sort of, I mean, I talked about this before, I was like sort of dying inside. And I never thought I would want to be like independent or an entrepreneur. But when I finally like sort of gave in to the idea, I don't know, I can't let it go now. Because you know, and it's hard. I mean, I'm sure that you understand, a lot of people out there who are doing it on their own understand it is not easy to be an entrepreneur or to be independent and, you know, make your own money. But it's also sort of addictive. Like, you don't want to let it go because the freedom and independence that it grants you sort of changes your outlook on life, in my opinion. What do you think?
Definitely. I feel like when we're first starting out, like, there's not going to be like a perfect job. Every job's going to have like its good things and its bad things. You just get to choose which ones you are willing to keep up with, or which ones like don't even like affect you that much. And so for a lot of people, that's like having a regular 9-to-5 job. Like, they rather prefer having like that stability and that like, it's not that they don't want it if they go independent. It's just that at that moment, that's more important for them. And that's okay. But like some of us, like, especially I feel like once you've tried it, once you've tried working for yourself, it's really hard to go back. Like, you're never going to want to go back. Well, in our case, like, a lot of people, I know people that have actually gone back, and that's been better for them. But like in our case, like with both of us, with a lot of people that I've met, you just don't want to go back because that freedom, that independence to work on what you want to work on, how you want to have your own like schedule, is just priceless. Especially if you don't want to commit to like society standards. It's really hard to find like working for someone else and still be able to have like the different things you want to have. Like, if you'd rather take 1 month of vacation instead of taking like at the same time, instead of taking like a lot of little days throughout the year, like, and especially like here in the US, and I'm not sure, I would guess Costa Rica too, like, it's not easy to find a job where you are allowed to take a month off. Or if you are a night owl and you work better at night, it's hard to find a job that's like gonna be like, oh, okay, then just come in and work afternoons and nights and we don't need you here in the morning. Like, that's not gonna happen. Like, there's just like certain freedoms that you get with choosing your own, either running your own business or finding a way to work remotely, having flexible hours. It makes such a big difference. Like, and I have a really hard time going back. I had a part-time job in a design. Well, it was an IT department where I work in the design section. And afterwards I had a contract job where I did a lot of design for a specific company. And so overall it was like 4 years working for other people's vision, like both like figuratively but also literally. I had to follow, like, well, first of all, I had to do what they wanted me to do. Like, sorry, if they wanted me to work on this page, if they wanted me to work on this set of graphics, like, that's what I had to do. And I was very restricted creative wise, the vision, like the brand includes like specific guidelines. I had to use specific colors. I had to go, and for some reason, both of them like were just like mostly a lot of grays and blues, both companies, that's the main colors they had. I can only use like two different fonts. And even though the challenge can be exciting to like create something like beautiful and create something that, that looks like that is like user friendly, that looks appealing, just with a limited amount of like colors and fonts and fulfilling what they wanted me to fulfill. It was so, so much more exciting when I got to be like, okay, I'm gonna be doing my website. What do I want on my website? Like, I have that brand guide to follow, but I created the brand guide. So like, do I want to change another color? I can change that other color. I just have to like rework the brand guide. It's my brand guide, like, you know. And I feel like that's a very literal interpretation of what creative independence can be. But yeah, I don't want to go back. I really like it.
I know, and that is pretty amazing. And even when you have clients, even when you have clients and they have like, well, in your case, a brand board, but say they have like a color palette and stuff like that, like, when you design, people are trusting your design. Like, they have specifications and they have like colors or something specific that they want, but they usually trust, hopefully to a degree, that's a whole different topic, your design skills, right? So you still have freedom to propose what you think is best in terms of design and the colors and stuff like that. So, you know, that is pretty amazing. Going back to the like the job or work independence, it's really hard to go back. I understand that if I ever, because you never know what's going to happen in life, but you know, if I ever have to like get a job, I'm sure that I will, and it will be okay. But I don't know if it's because it all happened when I was about to turn 30. Was it 30 already? I was 30 already. I don't know if it happened because I was like right in the middle of turning 30 and everything. But I think one of the reasons, I lost my idea. But what I think I was going to say that one of the reasons why it's really hard to go back, I don't know, it's because of that freedom and not feeling limited, because it's not easy. And when I say it's not easy, people think, like, when I say I don't want to go back, I imagine people thinking, oh, you know, they probably like made a lot of money on their first try and that's why it's hard to go back. It's more like it's like an emotional thing. Like, my life has gotten better, even though sometimes it's hard, you don't always have clients. you know, and I do several things. I don't only do lettering because this last couple of years have been harder. But there is something about being independent and being an entrepreneur. And I used to think that I would never be up to this level of responsibility and effort because it's a lot of work. And I guess I've always been, I mean, whenever I'm employed, I'm a good employee, but I'm not one to go the extra mile a lot. Like, you know, like I'll do my job as excellent and perfectly as I can, but like, I don't like giving a lot more, especially if it requires a lot of my time. So I kept, you know, I used to think like if you were going to go out on your own and either be freelance or an entrepreneur or whatever, it would require you to, you know, you're in charge of it. So you do have to go whatever extra mile is needed. And I was like, oh, I'm too lazy for that. And it's just changed me. You know, it has changed me because I feel like this path that I have chosen that, you know, I can hopefully stay on forever is going to make me become a better version of myself. And I don't know if we have talked about this before, but I never thought I would embrace this. And I have. And I do believe that I have grown a lot in the process. Even when it's hard, even when sometimes it's overwhelming. I have thought about giving it up a few times. Like, you know, with a cold head, I'm like, you know, this is too hard. Maybe I should let it go. And I end up just, you know, holding on and just trying a little harder. And I really do love it. And I'm in a really good place right now where I feel very hopeful. So I think it's a good day to talk about it.
And I want to go back to something that I mentioned shortly, but I don't think, I want to emphasize it again. Like, it's not necessarily about just like launching your own business, but it's also just like about finding a way to work that allows you to live the way you want to, because I did go back to getting a part-time job last year. And it was a year that I worked for this company and like their sister companies. And now we're actually transitioning to them becoming our clients. But you know, it was a remote job. Like it was, they're actually even like in another time zone. But they allowed me for the flexibility of like working on my own hours, of like trusting my process. Like, again, like I do have brand guidelines, but like I do with other clients, but like they trust in my process, and they see me as the expert instead of seeing me just as someone that's there to make like everything that they need me to. You know, so if you're craving more independence, it's not necessarily like, oh no, I have to like start my own business or I'll never find the kind, like I'll never be able to live the kind of life I want to live. That's not true. There are different options out there. And now like the pandemic has completely, like, I think it has taken what would have taken otherwise like at least 10 years for companies to be willing to hire more remote employees, to set up the systems in place to be able to have remote employees. So that's one of the aspects that a lot of people look for. And now is a great time to find. My husband has a group, a friends group of old roommates from when they were in college. And all of them are working remotely now. And there was one of them that was working for a company where the company like wasn't sure yet if they were gonna be able like to like continue remotely or not, if they were gonna have people come back once the pandemic started, like the numbers for the pandemic got lower. And he's like, well, you know what? I have a little baby that was just born. My wife is probably going to appreciate me more. And I like working from home. It works for me. And so he actually just like applied for other jobs and got one another job. And now he's working 100% remotely. And out of those, I think like only one of them was working remotely beforehand. and now all of them are. And so it's like, that's, it's like a big change that happened in society, in the work industry. So there's a lot of options now, and it can be a great way even to like try out the lifestyle, like what it's like to work from home without having to start your own business first, or maybe to like not even have to start your own business at all. Maybe you just want to be able to work from home. That's a possibility now.
That's right. And also, if you talk to people now after an entire year of like work from home, even people who are employed by companies where they have like a 9-to-5 and everything, some people crave going back to the office, which I can understand, I guess. Because I really hate like leaving the house to go to work. I like leaving the house for other things, but leaving the house to go to work is not something that I enjoy. But I understand why people like need to go to the office and are more effective there. And the people and they, as we do, now understand the pros and the cons of working from home. I think that either whatever it is, wherever you are given more independence, you are also given a little bit more responsibility, because if you're at the office, wherever you are, and somebody is like watching what you're doing, then it's sort of easy to like, it's easier to do it. You know, you don't want to get distracted because, you know, somebody is there just watching what you're doing. They need like results and everything. But when you're at home, nobody is watching you. So that changes everything. So you have the responsibility to keep yourself on track, which is something that has always been the case for us ever since we started doing our own thing, especially because there isn't anybody outside ourselves that we have to respond to, unless it's clients. But even still, like being your own boss has a lot of responsibilities that, you know, I never imagined. So it's something to consider. And I don't think it's necessarily a negative aspect, but you learn a lot from it.
Yeah, it's definitely just a different way of doing things. And the important thing is that people find which way they thrive better, which way makes them happier, which way is giving them like the life quality that they want. So yeah, and there's even options for everyone, because there's even people who like want to launch their own business because they want to be their own boss, but they also like having an office to go to, and that helps them focus. And there's options for that too. You can like rent a co-working space, like have a regular desk at a co-working space, like if that's what you need, like to be able to go somewhere else, to have people around you, and that's going to help you thrive, then that's what helps you thrive. Like there's no way that works for us all, but we all should strive to find what works for us best. And that's what's going to give us that feeling of freedom and fulfillment that they were looking for.
I think it's a little bit of a, just something I was thinking, or I've been thinking about this year. We are very privileged to live in the conditions that we live in. And I know it is not the same for everybody, like in the world, but, having been born, you know, in an independent country, and Costa Rica has its issues, but we are, you know, rather peaceful. We don't have an army. It is a beautiful, gorgeous country. Our weather is amazing. You know, there are so many things. I know we have beaches and volcanoes and mountains and whatnot. I think a consequence of that is, because of the generation that we live in, we also crave that sort of freedom. And even though it is hard to become an entrepreneur here, like there are a lot of challenges. It is expensive. It is not made to be easy for anybody to become an entrepreneur. That is one of the problems that we have, which is very absurd, and I could go on forever. But even though that's the case, I know so many people ranging different, like, just ages that do take the leap and become an entrepreneur. Now, you know, it could be said that, you know, the times require us to do extra, which is probably true, but people still have either that craving or that drive that makes them, you know, kind of do it and mm-hmm. just be responsible and just be creative and just, you know, go out there and just do your own thing, regardless of it being what you crave or what you need. I am very impressed by the people of this country that way, because I never thought I would try it, and there are so many people thriving at it here. It is really impressive.
We do have that drive, and I wonder what pushes it, but I feel like it's even more common than, for example, here in the US. Probably because more people, I don't know, we have even like a more informal industry of people just like starting things from home, or people working, like doing things from home to home. Like, I don't know if that's why, but you definitely see it more. So yeah, it's in our genes, and I'm not sure why, but it is.
I definitely think so. And I guess it's a point of pride with us, I guess, you know, Latinos, right? We are pretty.
Well, here in the US too, here in the US, you know that Latinos are more entrepreneurial than mm-hmm. locals, maybe because there's more a need for it, maybe because they want to create a workplace where they don't feel, I don't know, like second-hand citizens, or they want to be able to just like create work opportunities for other foreigners. Like, there's a lot of different reasons, but yeah, it's something that we carry across. We leave our countries, but we still want that sense of like, this is mine, this is what I work on, and yeah.
Yeah, that does make me think of, well, a lot of people do it when they immigrate because they have to. And there are circumstances which kind of push people into being their own boss and just doing their own thing, which are not as exciting and mm-hmm. romantic that way. I'm still as impressed, even more impressed by people who manage to do it that way, because it's really inspiring. I've always been inspired by people who do that, and it inspires me, you know, to be able to improve at it, even if I, you know, my life has been gratefully, I'm not complaining, a lot more privileged. But I guess something can be said of that a lot of our people, you know, have to do it because there's no other choice, but you know, they thrive at it too. And you know, I don't know. It's a whole topic, I guess, we'd be getting into a lot of other things we might not want to. But it's something that, you know, I've been thinking about while we were talking, because of the topic, and also like several Latin American countries are still celebrating their independence this week, I think. This particular week, or at least this month.
Well, a lot of Central American countries share the same independence day as us, because we all became uh-huh. independent at the same time. Uh-huh. Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica mm-hmm. all celebrate together. Mm-hmm. And Mexico.
I think Chile too.
Chile, yeah, I think it's like the 17th or 18th. Uh-huh, and Mexico like is that. The 15th and 16th.
Uh-huh. Today's a holiday in Mexico, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, oh yeah, and that's why here in the US, Hispanic Heritage Month started yesterday. It goes from September 15th to October 15th, because so many Latin American countries celebrate their Independence Day this week. That's when they chose to start. So yeah, happy Hispanic Heritage Month to anyone listening. Today's recommendation comes from me. I thought mm-hmm. I'd recommend a summit I'm going to be attending next week. So if you're watching the stream, like live or shortly after, it's next week. If you're listening to the audio, it's like this week. So you may want to like get on it. And it's called the Online Business Playground, the Online Business Playground Summit. And so like, I'm not an affiliate for this event. I'm just really excited about it. And I signed up and hoping to attend as much as I can. And I like the whole idea of it because it's how to do things in your business differently. So like the summit's gonna, it has 32 speakers. It's a lot of speakers. And all of them like are talking about ways that they do business different than everyone else and how it works for them. So that if you know you want to do something different in your business, but you're not sure if it's going to work or what you could do or what the options are, this place is really a good place to get inspiration and to see certain models that have worked. And I love the idea. The person organizing this, her name is Elizabeth Goddard. She works a lot around this aspect of like online business playground. It's like something she's used multiple times. And I love the idea of it because like a playground is somewhere where you go to like hang out and make friends. Like when you're little, you love going to the playground because like there's toys and you get to meet other kids and you end up like telling other kids like, oh yeah, like let's play this or let's do that. So it makes it sound like a fun place, a cooperative place. And I really like the vibes I get from it. So if anyone is interested, you can sign up by going to onlinebusinessplayground.com. It starts on September 20th and it goes through the 23rd. So yeah, they also like it's free to sign up to attend. And then there's upgrade options if you want to be able to like watch the replays. There's a whole bundle attached if you buy the upgrade. And so I actually did buy the upgrade because it brought a couple of courses that I had already been interested in. And so and I bought it early enough that I got a super good deal on it. So I'm very excited, looking forward to it. And if anyone is interested too, check it out, onlinebusinessplayground.com. Next is what we're up to. Pam, you want to start?
Sure. What I'm up to? What a question. So this year continues from being a little intense for me. I am getting ready to travel next week. As we have mentioned before, I'm going to Utah. I'm also, my family is also moving next month and I'm not going to be here. So I'm packing everything up. I'm also working on two different like sort of jobs or projects. They're still sort of freelance. It has nothing to do with design or lettering. Has to do with teaching. I'm an English teacher too, so I'm sort of doing some of that on the side. So you know, the you know, kind of focusing on that. And I'm also working on two, at least one, but hopefully two products I want to launch before the end of the year. It's not common for me to do so many things at the same time because I get overwhelmed, but I'm still pretty motivated. So just gonna go with it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I have a lot going on. I'm really excited, and hopefully I can talk a little bit more about it on social media later. I am traveling next Friday, so this and next week are just insane, like crazy. So I'll do my best to survive, and I think next time we record, I'm gonna be in Utah.
Yes, next time you record, it's last week of, it's the 30th actually, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to be in Costa Rica anymore.
Okay, well, so, yeah, good I think luck with everything.
Thank you. We'll see how everything turns out. I don't know, I'm still excited about everything. actually be a little scared, but because it is a lot, but I feel like right now I can handle it. So I'm excited and I'm drawing more, which is good. I'm lettering more, which is probably what's giving me a little bit more life. On a more personal note, I feel like I'm making progress through my very long creative block that I've had for a very long time. So I'm just working on that too. And that's it. That's what's been going on, what I'm up to.
Awesome. Where can people find you?
Yes, I almost forget. Facebook and Instagram. I am the lettering spot on both places. I'm actually more active on Instagram. You can also find me on TikTok, but I haven't really posted any content there lately. So I'm hoping I can pick that up again, but times are really crazy, so making video content can be a little harder. But anyway, I'm there too, and I have a few ideas that I wanna get to, but we'll see.
All right. Looking forward to see when you've got time to work on TikTok, because I feel like some lettering videos on TikTok, oh, that could be really cool.
I know. What about you?
Okay, what I've been up to. I feel like this week has been finally a bit more chill. I had a lot of things. Like things wrapping up. I was helping a client with a fundraiser that like was very like time sensitive. So we had a lot of work, but also like just like a lot of like a bit stressful work. Like we had a lot of things to do, not in a bad way, but just like in a busy way. So it's been nice that this week has been a bit more chill. I also finished the Donna Day program that I did for 6 months. I graduated 2 days ago. And so say like another reason why I was like trying to like take all the content in that I could, like participate in their Facebook group as much as I could, like asking questions, showing people things, jumping on coffee chats with other people, trying to like connect to as many people as I could before the time was over. And so like now things are more calm. and so now that things are more calm, I'm working. What am I even doing? I don't know. Okay, I started a course actually because I can go along without starting something new. I started a live program, but this one is only 2 weeks, so I figured that's completely doable because I'm not going to be doing a long program for a while. But this one is 2 weeks. It started on Monday and it's called Spiritual Leader Design Foundations. And it's about using your intuition to grow your business, to help your clients, which is something that we've already implemented in the Stargate Studio for a while, but I've never had like any formal training around it. So it's very nice to get a lot of clarity, understanding why certain things have worked for me, understanding why I'm drawn to other things. This course like divides you in like three different types of like intuitive leader. And then based on that, a lot of things make so much sense. You know, I'm a huge fan of personality types and quizzes. I often talk about being a Slytherin, about being an INFJ, about being a 3W2 in my Enneagram. Well, now I have another one to add, and it's like this spiritual leader design where I am an energy worker, according to this. Which made so much sense to me because it's like, oh, you're an energy worker. You work better one-on-one or in small groups. And I'm like, okay, that's a great hook. Continue. That already sounds relatable. And so it's been very nice to learn about exercises to help me do better at what I am, embracing what comes natural to me and learning how to help people better with it. So it's been very nice. It's been a lot of journaling. It's really just like a lot of prompts. Like she has like slideshows and guidance, and then there's like a ton of prompts for me to journal about, helping me like just like understand myself better. So that's been pretty cool. Then I attended a summit. I attended the Donna Day Conference Summit last week, which was super busy, but it was so, so exciting. And I connected with so many people. And I'm attending this other online business playground summit next week. So it's been summit season, but I'm excited to just take it all in. And I'm starting a social media break next week. And I'm actually going to be on social media break for about a month. The idea is that I've been doing so many programs that require me to be on social media. And I've already seen that taking a break from social media is good for me. It helps me focus on other aspects. So I'm going to be focusing more on the newsletter and then about nurturing my community outside of social media. I'm pretty excited about that. So you can find me on Instagram for a couple more days. You can find me at instagram.com/stargaze.studio. And during the break, there may or may not be a new post just because we might just like use the scheduler, or I might have like one of my team members post something without me necessarily. Because the idea is not like not be on social media. It's for me to take a break from all the overstimulation that comes from social media. Because when you go to social media, even if I just want to post something, I end up watching like 30 different posts, 10 different Instagram stories, and then it's like all this information and all this content. It makes me feel like I need to do this, or I need to reply to that, or I should be part of this type of conversation and talk about this, and it can get to be a bit too much. So taking a break is good, but we might still post just like by scheduling things or by having Cameron or Samantha post something. We'll see. We don't have like specifically like much planned to be posting, but you never know. And instead, yeah, we wanna, like our newsletter has been bi-weekly right now. I'm thinking of maybe writing some like special posts to go out every week to connect better. And I'm thinking in October, we might even have like a Zoom meetup where everybody in the newsletter is invited to come and hang out and probably have like a topic, conversation, things like that. So if you want to sign up for that, you can visit stargaze.studio/visit. And there I'm always listing like the latest things like we've been talking about, and usually like 3-4 links. And then right under that, there's a box where you can sign up to our newsletter. And I think that's it. I'm excited for Pam to come here. I think October is going to be a bit busy. But I think maybe like end of October, beginning of November, we're going to be able to hang out and do a couple more things. So we will probably let you know about what kind of exciting stuff we're planning.
I know. I'm so excited. It's been a while.
It's been a very long while. We haven't seen each other in 3 years. Is that what we said?
3 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3 years. 2018 was the last time. Gosh, that seems like yesterday. What's the last time I was there?
We're gonna record at least one episode together, and we are going to hopefully visit an art exhibition together. So we might even do like an Instagram live from there. I think that could be fun.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like we're gonna think of like just like fun stuff to do. So stay tuned. Like I said, I might not be active on social media, but Pam can be, so she's gonna be holding the phone and I'm just gonna be hanging out there.
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Thanks for joining our conversation today.
We would love to hear your take on this. So make sure to follow us on Instagram at @2SpeakUsInDesign with a number 2. Or on Facebook under the same name.
See you on social media. Bye.
Bye.